New details on the extent of mold damage at a Norman library. The state approves hundreds of emergency certified teachers. And an update on the Cherokee Nation's plans to improve a housing crisis. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, September 30th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Central Library in Norman has been closed for nearly a year due to a mold issue, and the city remains engaged with outside counsel. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports documents show the presence of mold during the building's construction.
Documents requested by K4 dating back to 2018 show the library had mold before it opened in 2019. Included in the documents were pictures of mold on drywall throughout the second and third floors of the library while under construction. The library closed its doors in November of 2023 after the discovery of mold in the building. It's still unknown when the library will reopen. The library will be discussed during a special meeting of the Norman City Council Tuesday evening. A temporary library location is open for the public. I'm Spencer Plato.
More than 3,700 teachers are emergency certified in Oklahoma schools after the State Board of Education approved a fresh batch of applications last week. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth has more on the numbers.
Emergency certified teachers don't have all the qualifications to be fully licensed to teach. But because many schools couldn't function without them, the State Education Board approved more than 700 at their most recent meeting. The state still needs to tack on about 1,000 more approvals to meet last year's record number of emergency certificates. Oklahoma has long struggled with a teacher shortage. The state issued fewer than 100 emergency certificates in 2010. They have consistently numbered in the thousands for the last few years. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
There are just about 2 weeks left to register to vote for the November general election. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has a refresher on the different ways to register before it's too late.
If you want to vote in the November general election, the last day to register is October 11th. The fastest, easiest, and newest way to register is to head straight to the voter portal found on the State Election Board website and fill out an electronic form. For those who need assistance, or just prefer an old-school approach, walking right into your county election board office, or a local tag agency, is also an option, as is printing the form, filling it out, and mailing it to the county election office. In any case, folks registering will need to answer some identifying questions and show proof of citizenship and Oklahoma residency. Once a form is submitted, it's a matter of sitting tight and waiting for a voter card in the mail. You don't need that card to vote. You can also present a legal state ID, like an unexpired driver's license or passport. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Cherokee Nation has approved a new law to address a housing crisis. We get details from Katie Hallam with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
The new law is a permanent reauthorization of the 2019 Cherokee Nation's Housing, Jobs, and Sustainable Communities Act. It dedicates $40 million every 3 years towards housing needs and community growth. The law is intended to increase housing developments and home ownership and ramp up home renovations within the reservation. The original act has helped develop nearly 3,000 new housing projects. According to Cherokee Nation Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr., he hopes it will also relieve a financial burden on Cherokee families.
And I think it does the things that investing in housing is about, which is to make sure people are in a position to build wealth, to make sure people can live a good quality of life, and that has all sorts of benefits for the economy, for people's well-being. It's just what the Cherokee Nation ought to do, and we're in an era we can choose to do this.
The new law was signed into effect on Friday. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports available in podcast, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.